Paul in regard to the by-road request.
It would, this is a memorandum for McGeorge Bundy. I would think that Lansdale's story of a counter-guerrilla case study would be an excellent magazine article for something like the Saturday Evening Post. Obviously, it couldn't go under Lansdale's signature, but he might, if the Department of Defense thinks it worthwhile and the State Department, he might turn this over, this memorandum, over to them and to a good writer, he could check the final story. I would think that they would find it interesting, and it might serve as an example of what can be done. In any case, even if that's not considered a good idea, we should consider it to be a good idea. We should arrange for distribution of the people who would find it most useful, most good idea. We should arrange for distribution of this article to the people who would find it most useful. CIA, perhaps the ambassadors in countries in Africa and Asia, who would get some suggestions from it. Certainly the military aid groups that are involved in those countries. We should make sure this sort of material has good distribution.
You might check with Dick Goodwin and find out whether the proposed letter to the President of Mexico that Johnson will carry has been cleared with by man. I assume he has cleared it. If perhaps he could call up Lyndon Johnson and read it to him, if there's any other thoughts we put to him. Proposed letter to the President of Mexico that Johnson will carry has been cleared with by man. I assume he has cleared it. If perhaps he could call up Lyndon Johnson and read it to him, if Johnson has any other thoughts we could add to it, otherwise we could get it ready once Dick Goodwin finds out when Johnson's going to Latin America.
Memo to Bundy. Has the policy going to Latin America. Memo to Bundy. Has the policy for Cuba been coordinated between defense, CIA, parenthesis Bissell, and man in Burley? Have we determined what we're going to do about Cuba and what approaches we're going to and what approaches we're going to make to foreign governments, to Latin American governments on the matter? If there is a difference of opinion between the agencies, I think they should be. We're going to do about Cuba and what approaches we're going to make to foreign governments, to Latin American governments on the matter. If there is a difference of opinion between the agencies, I think it should be brought to my attention. Memorandum to the Chief of Staff, General Lemitzer, from the President, Ray, Vietnam. Is it possible for us to distribute the available forces we now have in Vietnam more effectively in order to increase the effectiveness of increased... to the Chief of Staff, General Lemitzer, from the President, Ray, Vietnam. Is it possible for us to distribute the available forces we now have in Vietnam more effectively in order to increase the effectiveness of anti-guerrilla activities? Period. Are there troops stationed along the border who could be made available for this activity? Period. It is my recollection that the Vietnam Army now numbers 150,000, comma, and that we are planning to add 20,000 more, making a total of 170,000. Period. Reports are that the guerrillas now numbers 150,000, comma, and that we are planning to add 20,000 more, making a total of 170,000. Period. Reports are that the guerrillas number from 7,000 to 15,000. Period. I would think that the redistribution of available forces immediately would make them more effective in this work, and we would not have to wait for action for the during the training period of the new troops. Would you give me your judgment on this when next we meet? Memorandum to the Secretary of State from the President. I would like to have more information on the progress of negotiations with the Germans on increasing their participation in foreign aid to the underdeveloped countries, comma, and to NATO. Period. Is there an interdepartmental committee set up for this purpose with a representative from defense, from the Treasury, under the chairmanship of state, which carries the responsibility of unifying our approach to West Germany and indeed to Europe in general on aid, defense, and the balance of payment problems generally. If you are not wholly satisfied with the way the matter is being handled now, perhaps you could talk to Dillon and McNamara about this matter, and I would ask Walt Rostow from here to serve as a liaison with that committee. Period. Would you speak to me about this when next we meet? Could you give me an answer on this? Could you give me an answer on this? Just don't say that. Memorandum for Arthur Schlesinger. I've asked Kenny O'Donnell to turn over to you a memorandum Lou Harris prepared on a proposed electoral commission. I think this has a good deal of merit. Would you consider how this could best be done and then speak to me about it? Who the personnel would be, what areas they should cover, when their report should be due, how we can make it bipartisan.